Every August, photographers from around the country flock to Crow Agency in southern Montana to capture images of the Crow Fair powwow. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr caught up with a Crow photographer named Adam Sings the Timber at this year's event. He told her about what those photographers might be missing.
Crow Fair is unlike any other powwow in the world. For one, horses and their riders have the right of way on roads throughout the powwow grounds, and it begins every morning with a parade. Crow or Apsaloka people of all ages participate, some dressed in traditional Apsaloka clothing like elk tooth and white buckskin dresses, others in Western wear. Even their horses are decked out in beadwork and paint, and huddled near the front of the parade route, a gaggle of white photographers is taking it all in. But when Adam Sings in the Timber makes photographs at Crow Fair, he prefers to be in the thick of the action.
I'm able to venture into spaces that are reserved for Native people. You know, I can be among them when they're dancing. I can go into camps when I'm visiting.
That's because Sings in the Timber is Apsaloka himself. And he says being a cultural insider often yields more true-to-life photographs.
I don't know that I'm doing anything different. You know, in fact, I'm probably more invasive, but the only difference is that I'm a brown person, too.
Think about the most famous images of Native people. Or better yet, take out your phone and search Native American on Google Images.
Yeah, so all these photos are people in regalia.
There's one photo of a Native politician in a suit, some people in contemporary powwow regalia, but these are mostly historical portraits, printed in sepia tone of an expressionless Native person, usually an old man.
They harken back to who we once were. And while we still are those people, we're so much more than just feathers and beads and dancing at a powwow. And so I try to change that with my work. You know, I photograph Native people as we are every day.
Like his photos from Spring Planting Day at the Chicago American Indian Center's Medicine Garden, or Native women protesting during the 2018 Seattle Women's March. Or take his latest photo series called Indigenizing Colonized Spaces. Yes, all of the women depicted are wearing regalia or ribbon skirts, but they're standing on city street corners, on subway train platforms, in the middle of a skate park. Joree LaFrance is the subject of some of those photos. When she looks at them, she says they make her feel proud to be Apsaloka.
They remind me of my great-grandma. A lot of the dresses that I use in the photos with Adam are my great-grandma's dresses, and she's the backbone of our family.
Right now, LaFrance is working on a different portrait series with Sings in the Timber that will highlight Apsaloka women. It's her job to find subjects of all ages, from all walks of life, willing to be photographed by Sings in the Timber. And she says the project is only working because of his connection with the community. Most people who dance at powwows are used to having their picture taken without permission.
I think people are starting to become more aware of other people making money off of those photos, and so people are starting to charge licensing fees and things like that, which makes sense because they're essentially making money off of us and the work that we do.
LaFrance says those photographers might publish their photos in a magazine or use them to pad their portfolio. But Sings in the Timber shares his images with the community. He says he usually knows his subjects, but if he doesn't, he'll post the image to Facebook or Instagram and ask Indian Country for help.
And within a few minutes, someone will identify either who that is or who that parent is, or they'll see it and I'll find out who they are.
That's another thing he says many famous images of Native people are getting wrong. Often, Native people are photographed alone. But one hallmark of Apsaloka and many other Native cultures is family and connectedness. Sings in the Timber captures this in a set of photographs of the Talawa Diné people of Northern California practicing their indigenous food ways. The photos show women preparing salmon and sea anemones together, men cooking them over a fire, a group of teenagers serving themselves. You get the sense that the whole process is communal and a very joyful one.
We're always in a group, we're always laughing, and that's what a lot of people, I think, miss. And that's what all the photographers at the Arbor, they're missing. They're missing the community and how we interact with each other. They're just photographing pretty Native people. They're not telling our entire story.
Over the years, Sings in the Timber estimates he's taken 30 or 40,000 photographs at Crow Fair. This year, he took a step back to spend time with family, but still snuck a few shots in here and there. You can check them out on his Facebook and Instagram pages. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr.